You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The NFL season gets underway tonight. Super Bowl champions, the Kansas City Chiefs, hosting the Detroit Lions. The Broncos are just 3 days away from the start of their season. The game against the Raiders kicks off Sunday afternoon at Mile High Stadium. Right now, Jeremy, the forecast is for mid-70s and a chance of scattered storms.
Super duper.
Along those lines, there was a study that came out. It's kind of funny. They based it on social media posts, so take that with a grain of salt. But they were trying to analyze to see which fan base in the NFL is the most obnoxious and the most annoying. And out of the 32 teams, they say the fans that are the most annoying belong to, and listen, if you're a fan of this team, don't shoot the messenger. We're just your humble reporters. According to the survey, the most annoying fans belong to the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, I could see that. They're pretty full of themselves with their big old stadium and their fancy cheerleaders.
Philadelphia Eagles fans were number two. They'd have to be a close second. I got to say, Eagles fans are something. Where did the Denver Broncos fall? The Denver Broncos, out of 32 teams, were 20th. And I was writing a piece about this for the Mindbender Club mailer, and I'm saying, you know, given that stupid incomplete chant, I'm surprised we're not a little higher on that list.
Yeah. Did you see that other story, too, that the linebackers, I think it was, like to wear the smaller numbers on their jerseys?
I'm about to get to that. Oh, there you go. I'm getting to that right now. It's not linebackers, it's wide receivers.
That's who it is.
Used to be wide receivers had to wear numbers in the 80s. That was the rule, 80 to 89. But then they changed the rules, and now they can wear lower numbers too, like from 10 to 19.
Okay.
And a study out of UCLA found that one of the reasons these receivers might be wearing numbers like 11 is because it makes them appear slimmer, but it also makes them appear psychologically as faster.
That's so crazy.
And they think it influences the way maybe defensive players line up against them, that if you're wearing an 11, you look faster than if you're wearing an 89.
All right, there you go.
But, you know, there's more to this story that we could talk about some other time because it involves all sorts of other products, not just numbers on football players, but things that we see on, you know, things in the supermarket that we judge based on a number or a word or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy stuff, man. 200 countries, I think there's 193 countries in the world, 195. It's weird because the definition of a country kind of gets a little convoluted. Let's just say there's between 190 and 200 countries on the planet. So now there's this magazine that every year puts out a ranking of the best countries in the world. And you might be saying, well, what do they base that on? That's a fair question. They base it on things like quality of life, which I'm wondering, what do they base that on? Quality of life, education, business, heritage and culture. And then they throw in things that they label social purpose, which means how much people in that country care about human rights, the environment, gender and racial equality, religious freedom, property rights, animal rights, social justice, all of that. All right, you put all that into a pot, you stir it up. What's the greatest country on the planet? And what you come up with is Switzerland.
Hooray!
Way to go, Switzerland.
Good job from Switzerland.
Good chocolate. That's for
pretty
sure.
Mountains.
Our neighbors to the north, Canada, were number two.
Well, congrats to Canada. We can give them a high five. They're above us. High five.
Then you get Sweden, then you get Australia, but then the United States comes in at number five. I gotta say, normally America gets bashed in all of these things. To be top five, you gotta be kind of comfortable with that, don't you think?
I think so. Five's solid. Five's fine.
We're at number five.
Hey!
Jeremy, people are getting angrier behind the wheel. Denver police released a report saying road rage incidents increased 60% in the last 5 years. A psychologist and professor explains it this way. People have, quote, poor impulse control, end quote.
Yes, we do, don't we?
I tell you what, maybe that's another topic for our show, too, about how angry people are in so many different areas. I mean, when you read our text messages, compared to even a year or so ago, they have changed in tone many times. We have some angry
for
people.
For better or for worse?
Well, it depends on how you define it.
I think they've been great.
No, no, no. Overall, the text messages are fantastic.
Yeah, I don't
but
see
the
a lot
number
of angry.
Of angry ones seems to be ticking up a little bit. And it's not like they're mad at us. They're mad about the things that we talk about.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not like the people are being jerks, but they're just, there's a lot of, Often it's dudes, I'm just going to say.
Yeah.
Often
well,
it is dudes
be angry.
Speaking of angry, here's a little segue for you. That is the name of the new single coming out, the first in almost 20 years from the Dinosaurs, the Rolling Stones. Now, I think it was yesterday or day before I was telling you that, you know, they have this new album coming out, and both you and I were like,
here we go. Do we need this? No.
Okay, so these dudes are 80 years old, all right? They're 80. And I'll be damned, they have released the first single, and we like it.
It's really good. It's called Angry. The video is very well done, I think. I mean, it also has Sydney Sweeney in it, which had me smiling through the entire video. But the song is actually really good, too.
So it sounds like old school rock. And I'll tell you what it sounds like. If you remember, there some people, well, they still play it at sporting events. They still play it at Broncos games. But their last big hit single was 40 years ago. It was a song called Start Me Up. Okay, and this song sounds a lot like Start Me Up. It's got the same kind of juice to it.
It does, yeah.
So what Jeremy and I are going to do is we're going to play it after the trending report, the new Rolling Stones song, and I'm sure some people will tune out. They're like,
it's good. It's good, you guys.
But I'm telling you, it's a pretty good little rock and roll
record.
We're
really high tech here. I'm going to play it right off YouTube for you guys.
There you go. Yeah, it's called Angry. We'll have that coming up in just a wee bit. There's another song on their new album, by the way, that supposedly has Lady Gaga on it.
Hooray.
It's a gospel-flavored tune.
Ooh, hallelujah.
So look for all of that. And we'll have that song for you here in just a few minutes.
Your boys, Mix 100.
So an unexpected comeback is generating a lot of buzz and excitement among customers who fondly remember Radio Shack.
Hey!
Now, it was started up in like the 20s or something. I want to say it did peak and hit its like heyday in the late 80s. They had like 4,300 stores, and then it just kind of went downhill from there, you know, with Amazon and being able to buy all these little random parts online. But
yeah.
I guess somebody scooped up the rights to Radio Shack, and they don't have a lot of details, actually really zero details right now to be revealed. They say they're going to leverage the nostalgic appeal of all the products and reconnect with its loyal customer base. Who's that? All those dudes in basements with CB radios? I don't know. Anyway, the buzz is that people are really excited to see Radio Shack back in malls everywhere. God, I remember wandering through the Radio Shack in Southwest Plaza, mm-hmm. you know, back in the day. It was always fun to see all those little parts and little gadgets and gizmos in there. So
yeah, there's a sentimental flair to all
Absolutely.
Of this. So I think it's interesting.
Kind of neat. A hot new trend on Tiki-Taki this morning. It's a drink, actually. I guess people are getting bottles of 7-Up or Sprite or Starry, and they're adding tea bags to it. You're just making caffeinated iced tea with a citrusy twist, I guess. So they say that you got to use Lipton black tea bags, 20-ounce bottle of your favorite citrusy drink, and then you pour them together and put a little lemon juice in there, and you got a tasty little treat. Does that sound good to you? You're a teabagging kind of guy.
But you know the thing? You're funny. It's similar to what I was telling you about the other day on the show, that I take that Crystal Light.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I take the peach. It's like peach mango tea.
Uh-huh.
And I mix it with Fresca.
That's pretty
good.
So
that is kind of similar to this.
That's pretty similar.
And it is a delightfully refreshing summertime beverage.
Be careful with that Crystal Light. It's full of aspartame, though. Just going to give you a heads up on that. Hey, here's another food thing that's floating around. This is for a lot of unhealthy gamers sitting in their parents' basements with those CB radios. Cup of Noodle just announced the debut of caffeinated ramen. They're going to have two different flavors, black pepper and garlic, and some sort of ginger curry version. Anyway, it's Cup of Noodles with caffeine in it. Man, we're killing ourselves, aren't we? That sounds horrible, Mike.
It does.
It does. Just get all jacked up on cup of noodles.
By the way, there's no of in that name.
Oh, yeah. Well, who cares?
It's just cup
noodles. Who cares?
Noodles.
I'm going to keep calling it cup of noodles. I don't care.
I know. That's the way you
Nobody
are.
Nobody cares. So last week, Kevin Costner's ex-wife, Christine, got her child support knocked down to $63,000 a month. Oh, how is she going to scrape by on just shy of $800,000 a year, right? She put a little statement out now about being dirt poor, and she says, I will look into the steps I need to take and any schooling I need to do and re-enter the workforce. So she can't get by on $63,000 a month. My God, man.
If we need any more evidence that people like that are completely out of touch with the real world.
Completely, man. I can't.
We always talk about celebrities. Well, it's even the spouses of celebrities that are completely out of touch.
It's the thing where she could move into a completely normal neighborhood and survive the, you know, on that with no problem. But she's got, you know, a lifestyle that she's accustomed to. So, anyway.
My God, she could move into Cherry Hills for $63,000 a month.
A month? Gosh, dang, man. And then this story is out this morning about Joe Jonas. I guess he might have heard his wife, Sophie Turner, saying some things on a Ring doorbell that made him realize that the marriage was over. So, you know, he picked up the Ring cam footage and he went back and watched it. And,
what was she talking to the Amazon delivery guy saying, Joe's a jerk?
He's a jerk and I love you. So anyway, there's so many videos online of things that were caught on Ring cam videos.
Yes.
They're so great. And honestly, I attribute the Ring cam to the house that we're in right now. Because when we originally looked at it 4 years ago, there was a bunch of stuff that needed done. And so when we left the showing, we stood outside the front door and we were just bitching about everything that needed to be done to it. And like a week late, well, and then we turned around and realized, oh my God, they got a camera and they probably heard everything. Like 2 weeks later, everything we had complained about was fixed in the house and they dropped the price and we're like, whoa, I wonder if.
All right. Hey, I posted that thing last Halloween with
What's
the
that?
Kids who rang the doorbell trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
And what they were saying, it's one of the funniest videos ever. What they were saying about trick-or-treating.
Yeah, I
so
do.
So a lot of stuff
that.
Gets captured on those Ring cams.
Yeah,
man.
It's so good. All right, let's
do
this.
Don't
you
want to know what Sophie was saying, though?
I do. She's talking trash.
I mean,
about
I want to know,
man,
what she's saying at the front door to somebody.
And it's Joe Jonas, and it surprises me they just have like a cheapy Ring doorbell, I guess, at their house. They don't have like some really fancy security. Anyway, let's do this.
Clickbait.
We'll get to that Stone song. There's a 1 minute TikTok video making the rounds. You can check it out on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It's 10 ridiculous animal fart facts in 60 seconds. And
sure.
It's
okay.
Pretty damn entertaining. Like lemurs, they fart on their hands and wave their hands at their enemies. It's really, really fun. So more of those on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait.